For CJLO News, I'm Hadassah Alencar. Montreal has joined other Canadian cities in calling on Ottawa to decriminalize simple drug possession. Drug overdose deaths have increased since the pandemic began. Politicians in support of this growing legislative push say decriminalizing small drug possessions could help decrease overdose deaths. In other news, private senior residences will have to wait longer for the COVID-19 vaccine. These private long-term care homes were next on the list to receive immunization, but reduced shipments from Pfizer has caused delays and changes in the vaccine rollout. Just what that rollout will look like is unclear. A billion-dollar deal hands Clearwater, a seafood company, to various Indigenous groups and other companies. This marks the biggest investment Indigenous groups have made in Canada's commercial seafood industry. As part of the deal, Mi'kmaq First Nations Partnership will hold Clearwater's Canadian fishing licenses. For more stories, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Stephanie Suretsky, and it is currently 8:01 PM here in Montreal. Behind my voice, you can hear the song Mirror by Emily A. Sprague, who is the vocalist of the band Florist. This is off of a mini EP called Hill Flower Fog that came out in November of 2020. So a bit of a quarantine reflection EP. I won't play the full song because it's 9 minutes long, and I have a couple of other things I want to get to on the show tonight, but I thought this would be a nice, soothing way to kick off the show. So we'll listen to it for a little bit, and then we'll switch tracks a bit. Excerpt from Emily A. Sprague's song Mirror. The album is a very excellent working album. So if you work at a computer or if you write or anything like that, I would definitely recommend putting that on in the background. It's all instrumental, very sound bath-esque. Let it wash over you. I would classify it as an old idea I used to have about like a hipster spa or like indie spa. It's like all the music that's playing in the spa is indie musicians instead of like the CDs that you would find in the drugstore where you would press the little buttons and, you know, all the music always sounded like that. I guess it's kind of like new agey instrumental. So Emily, excellent hipster spa content right there. So we're gonna kick off the show vocally with a song by Judy Sill. It's been one of my favorites over the past month. This song is called The Kiss. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
Does it smell like a school gymnasium in here? It's funny how they're all the same. It's funny how you always remember.
You just heard Two Slow Dancers by Mitski. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. Now, the next song coming up is a request. This is an sorry, I've been tongue-tied this talk spot. Blabbering over my words. This next song is a request by Alana. Thank you, Alana, for writing into Maiden Voyage and asking for a song. So this upcoming song is by the band Girlhood, whose origin story I really enjoy because they're a London-based band that got their start via hearing... Actually, let me just confirm their names. Okay, so the bandmates are Tessa and Christian, and Christian heard Tessa humming one night, and he flagged her down and persuaded her to record a song that night, and then they've been in a band ever since. And I think that is really interesting and somewhat serendipitous because myself, and I think most female friends that I have, if a random dude ran up to me on the street commenting on something that I was humming, I don't know how many people would respond well to that, or at least like take that seriously. So he must have been very charismatic, and it's great. It's great because they released a great album together, and that's very lovely. And, you know, obviously it's sad that we live in a society where that's the first thing that I thought of when I learned that about girlhood. But what can you do? The what that you've been given. If you can remind me what that is, you can text in. What is the end of that phrase? 514-848-7471. It's not the pot you've been given. Oh my gosh. I apologize, everyone. I'm tired. This is why we're here for Maiden Voyage. We're here to relax and listen to some slow jazz here together. Yeah. So this is It Might Take a Woman by Girlhood for Alana on Maiden Voyage, CJLO 1690 AM.
I would love to be the one you had so I could love.
I know my words will dry upon the skin. Just like a name I remember hearing. Wild winters, warm coffee, mom's gone. Do you love me? Blazing summer, cold coffee, baby's gone. Do you love me?
Wrap me in your arms, I can feel it burn. Rock me in your arms, I can feel it burn. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Be the general nation and stop. See the next one waiting. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Get up, sitting the same with a pair of feet changed. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Be the general nation and stop. See the next one waiting. Get up, get
That was the song Grand Loves by Canadian band Purity Ring, featuring a sample from the American band Young Magic. The sample comes from their song You With Air off of their debut album. I had the pleasure of seeing Young Magic at Pianos in New York City. Wow. New York City, apparently. No, New York City. I am on fire tonight. Excellent show. A fateful day where I was bit multiple times by a flea in that venue. And then, you know, New York being New York, the next day I woke up with bites and thought I had bed bugs, and it was a whole fiasco. Good times. Love having bed bug scares. But turns out it was not bed bugs, thankfully. Love Young Magic. Love Purity Ring. I also did, actually, now that I think about it, I had the chance to interview Young Magic for CJLO back in the day. It was a written interview. I am curious if that would still be on the website. I'll have to take a look, and if it is, I'll link to it on the Mixcloud. I'll take a look at that. Before that was the Sylvan Esso song Coffee, one of my faves. That goes out to Omar, host of Hooked on Sonics, the show that plays right before Maiden Voyage every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. And then before that, you heard Drag by Daywave. So continuing on, I just got a text asking how many times have I encountered fleas, and that is a good question. I think I could only verify that, twice, I would say, I have encountered fleas, or what I suspect were fleas. Thankfully, neither instances were bed bugs, but you can never be too sure. So the second time, I actually hired a little bed bug dog, and he was very cute and he was very reassuring, and the little doggo told me that I didn't have them, and it was great. And then the mysterious bites went away. So I'm also, like, you know, I have very sensitive skin and I'm allergic to mosquitoes and other kind of like biting things. So, and you know, when you're kind of a hypochondriac, you kind of get in your head and it happens. Moral of the story is, it's a no bug zone right now, except for spiders. They're cool. They can chill. Coming up next, what am I going to do? Let us play. Oh my goodness. So much to choose from, I say, as I'm staring at the song I, in theory, should be playing next. Yeah. Okay. Why not? Actually, no, I have a good, okay. I'm going to move this song up. This song that I'm going to play next, is by Jose Gonzalez. It's a cover. It's a cover of a, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. What is Fever Ray? Wow. Okay. Apologies, everyone. I'm very tired today. It's a Fever Ray song. Heartbeats. Excellent song. This cover is very beautiful. And it would be 2 years ago now, because technically last October was still within quarantine. But I was at a party. Remember parties? I know. Remember shows? Yeah. This, we're really going back here in the day. First, it was the little CD new age music at the drugstore, and now it's parties and shows. But I was at this party, and there was this dude who it was just me and him hanging out in the living room, because my friends went out to smoke and I don't smoke, so I kind of got abandoned. And I was playing with the music, as one does at a party when you're that guy. I was being that guy, and I put on this song because I was like, this is a really great vibe. And I am so sorry, my cat is trying to climb onto my computer, and I'm gonna remove him before that goes horribly wrong. He has a giant cone and he would definitely wreak havoc and turn everything off for me. So he's gone. The cat is gone. We can continue. And so I put this song on because I was like, I love this song. I haven't heard this song in like 8 years. And he turns to me and he's like, why would you put this song on? And I was like, excuse me? And he was like, it's so romantic. And I was like, oh, I mean, it's just a song. I like this song. And then I was like, okay, vibes are weird. I'm going to get up and get some water. And then he tried to grab my hand as I was standing up. And I just stared at him. And then he just stared at me. And then I ran away. I went and I got water, and I went to a different part of the apartment, and then tried to not cross paths with him for the rest of the evening. So that's the moral of this song. So I'm going to play it all for you, and you can experience this moment with me. We can decide afterward whether or not you think it was too romantic or whether it's just a good vibe. I mean, it's kind of a romantic song, but like, honestly, when you just really want to hear a song, I feel like go for it. It doesn't mean that you're trying to set the mood at a party for just one other person. Anyways, this is Heartbeats by Jose Gonzalez on Maiden Voyage.
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth. We had a promise made, four hands and then away. Both under influence, we had divine sin to know what to say. Mind is a razor blade to call for hands of above. Start a simple touch, one night to push and scream, and then relief. 10 days of perfect tunes, the colors red and blue. We had a promise made, we were in love. To call for hands of above, to lean on.
Thank you.
That was Quebec singer Chloé Palgag with her song J'aurai les cheveux longs off of her most recent album that came out in 2020, Notre-Dame de cette douleur. It's her third full-length studio album and well worth the listen. Something that I really love about her is a lot of her songs sound very orchestral and they're very kind of large and sound like they take up a lot of room and expanse, and they're really great to listen in headphones. I would definitely recommend if you don't mind listening to French language music. And she's sometimes classified as Baroque pop, which I absolutely love. I think that's really cool, and I haven't heard that too much, so love that. Love weird little references of people categorizing their music as a different genre of pop or of emo or of anything like that. Love it. Here for it. So it is 8:50 p.m. here in lovely snowy Montreal, so that means we are almost out of time. So probably only have time for two more songs before we pass the baton over to our next show. So coming up next, I'm going to play an old... Actually, a few of these shows have been old favorites of mine, but this song I had the pleasure of seeing St. Vincent perform live in a church here in Montreal during Pop Montreal when she was touring with David Byrne. And this song is called The Party. And speaking of kind of like orchestral, expansive music, this one definitely fits into that. So we're going to play that. We're going to play some Sufjan Stevens and then see how much time we have left. Maybe we'll end off with some Phoebe Bridgers because you know I love her. So this is St. Vincent on Maiden Voyage.
Thank you. see without my eyes. The first time that you kissed me, boundless by the time I cried. I built your walls around me. A white noise, what an awful sound.
Sufjan Stevens with the song Mystery of Love off of the soundtrack for the Oscar-nominated Call Me By Your Name. Great movie. Excellent book. Would recommend on both parts, even if one of the main actors has recently been accused of cannibalism. So, you know, I didn't think we would be doing that. But what else can happen, honestly? I think that is, you know, the exciting thing about being alive in this day and time. So I hope you all have a wonderful evening. I hope you sleep really well. I know that this episode really put me to sleep, so I hope that you all are feeling just as cozy as I am and are ready to get tucked right up and go to bed. But, you know, if you guys are night owls and you don't go to bed at like 9:30, 10 like I do, then enjoy the rest of your evening, listen to some good tunes, see some good internet stuff, and I will meet you all here same time next Thursday. Bye for now. And maybe stay tuned for Beats from the East coming up next on CJLO 1690 AM.